T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Let me tell you something. Central Virginia has had some amazing sports moments over the last couple of weeks. We've got the great championship for UVA. The Capitals, not quite. We've got the NFL draft coming up. We've got some of the UVA guys entering the NBA drafts. Well, I want to find out the real details on all of this. And anytime I want some real sports insight, of course, I go to the sports director for ABC8, our favorite sports reporter, sports anchor, Natalie Calabat. Natalie, thank you for being here.
Jeff, what an introduction. Seriously, thank you. That was very kind of you to say. It has been a roller coaster of emotions lately in the sports world, locally and nationally as well.
Yes.
It's pretty crazy.
All right, so let's get the painful part out of it. The Capitals take it to Game 7, double overtime, and they come up short, right?
Jeff, I was so excited to ask you what your emotions were watching this game. I mean, I was running around with my head cut off in the newsroom. I'm going, oh, it's going into overtime. Okay, I'll be fine. You know, I'll have the highlights for the year. Double overtime now. Oh, my gosh, an intermission. And, you know, it's 15 after 11. And
Here
I got to go on TV and talk about this game that is currently still a huge brawl. And, of course, you know, as soon as I step out of the studio, the Hurricanes score and they win. And, you know, you just got to love how things work out. But, man, I mean, the Capitals got going strong and just gave it up. And that was a fight to the end. I mean, you really – at one point, I'm like, the Capitals are not going to let this go. They want this so bad. They want to repeat again and just couldn't make it happen.
So let me ask you, you think if TJ Oshie had not been injured and missing this game, and frankly, I mean, even if they had moved on, he wasn't going to play again this season, you think that would have made a big difference?
I do, absolutely. I'm so glad you asked me that. I think that TJ Oshie was the missing piece.
Yeah.
I do. And, you know, there's no way of telling if that he definitely would have won the game for them or if it would have made a different turn. But absolutely, he was the missing puzzle piece for that Capitals team last night. They needed him.
Yeah. Natalie Calabat joining us from ABC8. And I always forget what time you're on. 5, 5:30, 5:45, 11, 12:07. You're there all the time.
Right, Jeff.
Right.
When your name's called, just get up there and talk about sports and put a smile on your face.
All right. Well, let me ask you, now that the Caps are out of it, I suppose they're still going to play for the Stanley Cup, right? There's still some other folks that are in contention?
There's still some other folks, including a familiar foe, right? Barry Trotz and his New York Islanders. Capitals fans are a little bit frustrated about that. You know, Caps bring back pretty much their whole team from last year when their coach leaves, and now he's in contention. So, you know, we'll see what happens, right? Keep playing these games. I mean, the playoffs have been nothing short of electric. They've all been very, very exciting games. So, really looking forward to that.
It's going to pain me as a Philadelphia Flyers fan for life because I really do bleed orange and black. But if I had to do a prediction, as you know, I don't do predictions. But if I were to predict, I think this might be the year for the Bruins.
I was going to say the Bruins do look fantastic. I mean, obviously the Carolina Hurricanes are rolling, but I would say the Bruins as well.
Yeah.
Jeff, it's like you have some Boston bias there. No, I'm just kidding.
Just a little bit. Well, now that brings me to this NFL draft. You know, as a Patriots fan, Natalie, I don't ordinarily pay attention to the draft, but is this the year that the Patriots actually finally draft Tom Brady's replacement?
Oh my, Jeff, is there ever a time, right? You know, every season. You know, they win, and you don't even need to focus on the draft because the team just does what they do best, and that's dominate.
Yes.
clearly. But it will be interesting. I mean, Brady, you know, continuously says, I'm not hanging it up yet. And just continues to blow everyone out of the water. And he's doing such a fantastic job. I mean, it'll be really interesting, you know, and just following all of the ESPN analysts all week. And I've been airing, you know, a lot of their takes on what they think is going to happen. And, you know, it's hard to pre-predict these things.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
our best guess. And sometimes the teams really surprise us. And that's kind of the fun of it all. It's like you never know what's going to happen. And, you know, kind of hurry up and wait, right?
Yeah.
Hurry up and wait for the names to be called. I can't imagine how the players feel.
Yes.
Waiting and waiting and not knowing.
Well,
so,
that's a great point, Natalie. Now, am I correct? You guys are actually airing the draft, right?
We are, Jeff. Yes, it's so exciting. So I'll be on at 5 and 6. And, you know, after the draft ends tonight, roughly around 11:30. And it's been really fun to piece together local stories on a lot of the local players that will get their names called.
Okay.
You know, names like Tim Harris and, you know, Greg Dortch of Highland Springs. And it's really great to sit down with these guys ahead of the draft. You can tell they're a little nervous, right? A little bit anxious. They're like, oh, my goodness, I just want to hear my name and move on. But
yeah.
We're very excited to air all the pieces on these local players tonight and tomorrow and have the draft on our network.
Oh,
huge.
That is going to be cool. Now, let me ask you, here in Central Virginia, it's an odd thing. The affinity when it comes to the NFL, it's almost evenly split between the Redskins, which kind of makes sense, right? Right up the road, and the Cowboys for some reason, which I've never quite figured out. So the Redskins need a quarterback.
Yes.
Okay.
That's for sure.
Okay. They may need one or two other players, but they're going to lead with the quarterback. So do you have any idea who they might be looking at? Would they look at, well, you tell me, who do you think they've looked at and said, yeah, this is the guy that can really pull our squad together?
And Jeff, really quick, I got to go back to you referring to that Cowboys-Redskins split.
Yeah.
Greg Dortch, if he's listening, is going to kill me for saying this. Former Highland Springs standout, played college ball at Wake Forest. He'll have his name called in the next coming days. He's actually a Cowboys fan. He called me off camera. So, oh my goodness, all the fans watching around here are Cowboys fans. So
oh, no.
It's hard to believe that it's so split around here.
Yeah.
You know, two teams that hate each other so much, but yet all the fans, they live in, you know, the same DMA footprint. It's just, it's crazy to me.
That is crazy.
Going back to your question.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting. I mean, Doug Williams had a great soundbite that we aired just referring to, you know, you never know what you're going to get. And
right.
We could get a wide receiver, you know, a quarterback. Obviously, the quarterback position is somewhere we really need to fill. But don't fall short of a wide receiver. So
okay.
It'll be really interesting. The 15th overall pick, you know, what do they decide? Obviously that Redskins season last year, you know, started off pretty good. And then,
right.
You know, the horrible injury to Alex Smith and then Colt McCoy and kind of like a shuffle to finish the rest of the season. So, you know, we'll see what happens there, but
All right.
Quarterback is very likely.
All right, so now let's end on an up note, okay, Natalie? We had
all about positive. So
yes. NCAA champions, the University of Virginia, the Cavaliers. Gosh, what an impressive win!
That was so awesome,
yeah.
And man, Jeff, I mean, from the beginning of the season, or even going back to the end of last season, there's something special about this group of guys. There's something special about Tony Bennett. There's something in the water. These guys are going to get it done.
Yeah.
And you could just feel that all season. You know, these guys were committed, and man, they definitely put a few gray hairs or you know, a few extra pulses in my heartbeat.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Watching these games, but hey, they got it done. They're national champions, and it's just, it's a high that we're not going to come off of for a while. It's pretty cool.
That's true. They did a wonderful, wonderful job. And again, coming out of last year where they blew it in the first round and everybody was embarrassed. But it's interesting, though. You've got, what, three of their starters that now have declared for the NBA draft.
Right. And that's, you know, no shock. Oh,
right.
Really? Kyle Guy, you know, DeAndre Hunter, Ty Grant. Those guys they're ready. You know, they're ready for the next level. But then, you know, the team will have to rebuild for next season. So if there is a a team that could win this championship, it was them. And, you know, obviously next year will be a rebuilding season, but it should be a good one.
It should indeed. Well, Natalie, we always love when you can make time for us, because as I said, if you tune in to ABC8, you're going to see Natalie Calabat doing a great job, all sorts of sports coverage. Here we are. We're talking about the NFL draft. We're talking about the sad demise of the Caps for this season, the guys from UVA moving on. Natalie, we just so appreciate you making time for us, and remind everybody when they can see you on ABC8.
Yes, so I'll be on tonight at 5, 6, and then after the NFL draft at around 11:30. So I look forward to seeing all of you guys tonight on Channel 8.
I love it. That is Natalie Calabat from ABC8. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.